Alright, I'm Bob.
I'm Bill.
And we're special guests.
And I'm gonna poop or get you pregnant.
And despite that, this is a better show. But it's not me, it's you. What you're turning into is some kind of something that I never knew. You used to be okay, and I like you that way. But I don't think that I like you better. No, I don't think that I like you better.
Some of the beginning anyways, but we're rolling.
We will. That seems atypical.
Fair enough. I don't know how you guys started, so.
We last time we started with a series of synchronized claps. I played that for you.
Fair enough.
They were so poorly synchronized.
Stop! Jesus!
I love that fan.
Oh, fuck yeah, we turned the fan on, bub. Important, actually.
Well, it doesn't matter, because now it's staying on, because if I do that again, I mean...
It comes in handy so much, actually.
That was the clap that I turned the fan on with.
Jesus, Brian. Okay, so, as you probably have heard, this is a better show!
It's better.
It's better.
And show.
It's also a show, yeah.
Yes, that's the name of it.
So, Bob,
it's
did you...
a true statement.
Yeah. It's pretty true. Bob, I don't remember. Did you actually prepare anything for, like, general chit-chat? I know, I've got something to talk about.
I do.
You want to start, or should I?
I'll just start.
Okay.
Have you guys ever heard of Time Cube?
Not offhand.
As in, like, a three-dimensional square object that is temporal?
Shut your face.
I wasn't sure if
no.
I understood him.
Time Cube.
Okay.
As in, right now, right this second, go to timecube.com.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Sorry, people that are sitting at a poor angle for this. Oh, yeah, I have been here. What the fuck is up with this? I've been here.
Hey, this guy's crazy, right?
I think Something Awful posted this up at one point or something. Yes. This site is screwed up.
You may not be able to see this on the internet. Cube 4 Intelligence, supersymmetry of Time Cube 4 Man.
It's way longer than it used to be.
Of school retardation.
Yeah. No okay. One educated matches my intelligence. Really, just how diabolic are the humans educated on Earth based upon oneness?
I'm completely unimpressed by the wall of text.
Look,
too long didn't read.
The worst part is if you look to the right at the scroll bar, you just realize that this actually just goes on. Ad nauseum.
No, the worst part is if you get impatient like I do and hit the bottom of the page, you see a big old link that says next page.
What, there's a next page?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Time Cube 2. It's got nature's harmonic simultaneous 4-day time cube. Why not the time cube? The only reason is educated stupidity. It's the only one, Brian.
See, what we, lesser humans have failed to realize is that we're only living in one of the 4 days that exists in the world.
Oh yeah?
See, basically... This is how it works. When the sun shines upon the Earth, two major time points are created on the opposite side of the Earth, known as midday and midnight. Where the two major time forces join, synergy creates two more minor time points that we recognize as sunup and sundown.
Okay.
The four equidistant time points can be considered as time square imprinted upon circle of the Earth.
Okay.
In a single rotation of the Earth's sphere, each time corner rotates through the three other corner time points, thus creating 16 corners, 96 hours, and 4 simultaneous 24-hour days.
Holy shit, what does that even mean?
It means within the... I don't even know. It means that there's 4 days happening at the same time.
I like at the bottom of the next page, there's just 7 links. And they are above God, are you Jewish? Public warning... The power above God, pedantic mind control, Greenwich time debunked.
What? Greenwich.
What?
Don't care.
Pedantic mind control?
Yep, and my favorite is the last one. All clock faces are wrong. All of them.
I'm clicking on pedantic mind control.
Oh god, I'm not going to click on any of these, because I think there's so much of this that we don't understand. that we're just going to need to put this in the show notes and just let our listeners figure it out. We want some viewer feedback. We'll come back to this.
You don't understand that pedantic mind control, academic institutions are under the control of religious zealots. And no university physicist will dare to support the four simultaneous days in Nature Harmonics Time Cube creation principle.
I think I understand that completely. Actually. But yeah, I'm going to call it right here. We're going to put this in the show notes. One of our listeners needs to figure this shit out and educate us.
Let us know.
Because clearly we are missing out on all of it.
Because this is some crazy shit, dude.
It's the craziest shit.
I know, I just found this by chance the other day. That happened about 20 minutes ago, actually, to be completely honest.
So the other day, one of the other 3 days.
Right, one of the other days in the day.
Oh, balls.
What are your balls, Brian?
This is only going to go for 10 minutes because I happened to open up a new one.
All right. Well, we'll be right back.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break. We'll get this technical progress sorted out.
Put some sweet music in there.
Yeah, maybe.
No, we will.
I've got like a little hole jingle that I've been putting in for this kind of stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yep. So listen to that. We'll be right back.
We should be back.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, we're back.
So, Bob, the thing that happened for me that I want to talk about.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, I was on Facebook, and Brian Dorn, who's a good friend of the network, he's from Spacebox 2 and a few other musical projects.
Okay.
Longtime fans know him as Qualdraxon the Time Lord from a classic episode of Mark Twain's One Man Show radio show. He posted up a status update on Facebook that simply says, "Breaking Dawn always sounds like a fart movie to me." What are some other movies that sound like they could be about farts?
Farts, huh?
This went on for 151 comments. So I thought I'd read off some highlights and then see if we could add anything to this.
Okay.
Just so you know.
This is great.
What was it? Hardwick did this with Colton and Hodgman and all kinds of, like there was a huge group of them.
Okay.
And they mentioned it, except they did it with bowel movements.
Okay.
And Breaking Dawn was one of them.
Okay. Maybe that's where he got from. I don't know. I don't think he follows that group of people, though.
I don't know.
But yeah.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Bob.
Why don't you ruin our fun and let us do this?
I'm not stopping you. When has me objecting ever stopped you from doing anything, Bob?
Yeah, that's a good point.
My objection is like your go-ahead.
But here's some highlights. We got That Thing You Do, Exit Wounds, The Fast and the Furious, Something's Gotta Give, and my first contribution to this, Failure to Launch. Let me see here. Children of Men. Look Who's Talking. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That was good.
I kind of like that one. Backdraft.
That one's funny.
A Mighty Wind, which is easiest.
Too obvious.
Yeah.
Too obvious.
The grossest one probably on this list, Cool Runnings. We got Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
I kind of want to just have our own conversation.
Right All now. Dogs Go to Heaven. The Empire Strikes Back. True Grit.
All Dogs Go to Heaven is so funny.
Let's see what else we got here. Debbie Does Dallas, which hardly makes sense and is kind of creepy to think about. The Nutty Professor. Let's see. The Green Mile, which that one's gross. And The Phantom Menace is on here.
Mm-hmm. That one makes good sense.
Yeah. Scent of a Woman. That's pretty good.
That's a really good movie, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it.
It's got Al Pacino in it. He's blind.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. He yells a lot, like in every movie.
Okay. Here's a few. Operation Dumbo Drop.
That's also a good movie.
I've seen that one. That one's decent. I thought this one was pretty good for a fart movie. Mr. Holland's Opus.
It's pretty
good. Horton Hears a Who. Jury Duty, but read duty as duty.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. How to Train Your Dragon.
Okay.
Paranormal Activity. Which, that's weird. The Mummy's Curse. Yeah.
That was dumb. Why did you read that one? That's stupid.
Oh. Mary Poppins. Red Eye, which you. I Am Legend. Big Trouble in Little China. Rumble in the Bronx.
That movie's so bad. Rumble in the Bronx.
I don't think I've seen it, but I think Stu likes it.
It's really bad.
But that doesn't
like,
mean anything.
That was back in the day when Jackie Chan just made, like, infinite movies in Japanese or Chinese or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then when they made them like for America, they just like put really poorly dubbed English on top of them.
Okay.
The movie's almost unwatchable because of that.
Okay. Got so just a few more. Con Air.
Okay.
12 Angry Men. And There Will Be Blood. Anything you can think to add, Brian?
No, I'm pretty sure those were all in the original list I heard.
Okay. Even Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins might not have been, but all the good ones I remember.
Thanks, Brian. Because Mary Poppins was one of my contributions, you fuck-ass.
You're welcome. I was actually about to say 12 Angry Men, because I remembered that one being from... Because 12 Angry Men, that's a good...
That's pretty good.
That is good bodily humor right there.
I'm also seeing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, God. That's bad.
Yeah. But that was a great source of amusement for, like, 2 days at work.
What about, like, video games that have fart-sounding titles?
That's a lot of work.
Like Bioshock.
Ew. What are you... Naughty Bear? What are you doing? I think that's a lot of thinking, and we'll have to come back to that. But Call of Duty is, like...
Yeah,
we'll just leave it with that.
See, that's like, it wasn't even that hard. Come on, Call of Duty, Bioshock, Morrowind,
Oblivion.
That's good stuff.
Okay, maybe we'll come back to that. Listener activity, another one. The best one maybe wins a prize.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Because we did not come up with any contests.
No, I have a contest.
You do? Let's hear it before we go into our first segment.
Maybe two of them. I don't know.
You want to do one now and one later? For
sure, the one that I know for sure is a good contest.
What's your first idea, Bob?
All right, so what we're going to do is, because we want more than 8 people to listen to the show.
Yep. So, oh, yeah, I remember this. Okay.
You... get some people who've never heard the show before together. We all listen to the show. Then you take a picture of everyone who listens to the show. And don't...
This is called a listening party.
By just sending me a picture of, like, your family at Christmas, because I'll know. So that... Bob. Don't fucking do that, because it's stupid.
Bob's got a keen eye for listening parties.
But whoever sends us a picture proving that you know, they listen to the show. Somebody who has not listened to it before.
Yeah.
The most people in a single picture, that person will win a prize.
Okay.
A prize that we have yet to determine.
Yeah. We might do, like, some Steam codes.
Yeah.
That's the front runner right now. We might give away some of those.
Bastion's like $5 on Steam today. We'll buy you Bastion. Or something.
Probably not that, because it probably won't still be on sale.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, you get the idea.
Yeah.
We're going to get some free video games.
Yeah, we'll treat you right. Bob, I just realized.
What's that?
We are rude as shit. Because...
No, those people... they can introduce themselves.
We introduced them in the mic check. What are we doing? We've got special guests this time. We've got serial guest host. You may know him from Mark Twain's one-man radio show.
Or you might know
his
me
seminal
from...
role.
Or you might know me from Mark Twain's one-man show radio show, which was actually the name of it.
What did I say?
One-man radio show.
Oh, God, that's the shitty one.
Yeah.
Yeah, idiot.
Yeah, I've been contributing my normal...
stick in the mud.
Pretty much.
This is how Brian acts whenever Bob's around.
This is how I pretty much act whenever.
Usually on a show you're a little bit more boisterous and giggly.
That's true, but you guys are pretty much controlling the conversation. So, hi, I'm Brian.
We also have more guest hosts that are completely new to the network. I'm not even sure if they've even listened to
it. Oh, man, Mindless Hobo is online.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not one of our guest hosts.
No, it's not.
Not yet.
What are you doing? We already have 5 people on this show. That's probably too many.
It's probably
additional guest hosts. Introduce yourselves.
2 of us are being really quiet, though. I'm Steve.
I'm Carrie.
They're probably the last you'll hear from them this show.
They're the giggling voices you've heard in the background as I've read out off a series of fart jokes.
Mindless Hobo's busy. He's only going to be on for a few minutes.
Okay.
Quit telling us all the status of people.
If you're
going
to play chess,
you
need to mute that shit.
That wasn't chess. That was me erasing it. But you're right. I probably should mute this shit.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Gary.
And now hello. I totally know what I'm going to do while you guys are podcasting.
Jesus. There goes Brian. Okay, so Bob.
I was contributing. Anyway.
Our first segment, which I'm probably going to dominate, but I'm pretty excited about this.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. We got a real gem this time. Viewer feedback!
No way.
Oh, I love viewer feedback. We really read the comments that are just strewn about the site.
Viewer feedback?
No, this is going to be apparent. So we've got a freaking platter of this stuff.
A platter.
We have really, all kinds of
all the adjectives you could... Or, nouns you use to describe platter?
It's like a series of cheeses arranged in a circular pattern. That's what these comments are to me. But I'm really full, so that should paint an even bigger picture. Okay, this comment was on Odd Place for Tunisia, which was the 8th episode of this podcast, which, as we mentioned last episode, is like where all of the comments go for some reason. this one reads, I really like your blog. Very nice colors and theme. Did you create this website yourself, or did you hire someone to do it for you? Please reply, as I'm looking to construct my own blog and would like to know where you got this from. Many thanks. This was written in by Blueberry Giant Check Scarf. As I mentioned to Bob last time, the theme of this website is just the first one that I could find that I knew Bob would be able to read. It's like black and gray, and that's it. So we get a lot of comments on our layout, which is fascinating. Like this one. Hiya, very nice website. Man, beautiful, amazing. I will bookmark your blog and take the feeds also. I am happy to search out so many helpful info right here within the put-up. We want to work out more strategies in this regard. Thanks for the sharing. I was also on Odd Place for Tunisia, and that was written in by Wedding Dresses. This next one, I think, is pretty astute. Same post. This site is mostly a walkthrough for all the info you wished about this and did not know who to ask. Glimpse here, and you'll undoubtedly uncover it. That bit of prophecy was brought about by Nike Air Max 2012. This next one, I'm pretty excited about. This means we hit it big. Same post. Hello, my loved one. I wish to say that this article is awesome. Nice written and come with almost all significant infos. I would like to peer more posts like this. Bob, that was written in by Angry Birds! They found us!
Oh, man, Angry Birds likes us.
I know. They consider us a loved one. Like, that's pretty...
I don't know this, but...
it's pretty huge.
Names of these people who comment are awesome.
Yeah.
Like Fat Burning Furnace Secrets.
And Horny Hot. We didn't get any more, comments for Horny Hot, which was pretty disappointing.
Fat Burning Furnace Secrets.
Yeah.
Would like to point out that it is, in fact, a point of great helpful piece of info. That's so good.
This is the first comment we ever got, by the way.
Wait, no, this is actually a post that it was somebody on... Did somebody post the same thing under 2 different names?
Maybe.
That's awesome that this robot that's posting random stats that's posting the same stats.
Okay, I've got some more.
Okay.
Usually on Tuesdays, don't have a lot to do, certainly not after 8. Thus, I am sitting at the computer. More often, I like sites powered by WordPress, specifically their design. Nice graphics! That was sent in by Geeter on An Odd Place for Tunisia.
Usually on Tuesdays, especially after 8.
This next one seems nice at first, but it's actually a little rude. This one is written in by Perzawozi Autokaro. Just simply says, very nice style and excellent written content. Practically nothing else we want! And a big, big D smiley face. Hey, guess what, Perzawozi? That's like less than 1% of what we do. This is all audio content, you ass. But Brian, I'm sure, thinks that his assessment is spot on.
Huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Why are we even including Brian?
I don't know.
I'm done with Brian.
Okay.
Sit in the corner, play a game.
How do you know I was sitting in the corner?
Because that's where we put you.
No one puts Abby in the corner.
God damn it. Okay, I've got a few more.
Okay.
Again, on An Odd Place for Tunisia. Nice read. I just passed this on to a colleague who is doing a little research on that, and he just bought me lunch as I found it for him. Smile. Thus, let me rephrase that. Thank you for lunch. That was from How to Forex. So we totally got this guy lunch based on our review of Worms 3D. Okay, this next one is the longest one, but I think it's worth it. Again, on the same podcast. I would like to express appreciation to you just for rescuing me from this particular dilemma. Right after looking throughout the search engines and meeting solutions that were not beneficial, I believed my entire life was well over. Living minus the solutions to the issues you've resolved by means of your good short article is a serious cause, as well as the ones which might have, in a wrong way, affected my entire career if I hadn't noticed your website. Again, we reviewed Worms 3D.
Right.
Your good, natural talent and kindness in maneuvering all the stuff was crucial. I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't discovered such a point like this. I can also, at this moment, relish my future. Thanks very much for this high-quality and result-oriented help. I will not hesitate to propose the website to any individual who should receive guide on this matter. That was sent in by our good friend, Anal Sex Videos. Thank you, Anal Sex Videos. We appreciate your kind words.
Yes.
We hope that you write in again.
All right.
Okay.
That's good stuff.
We've also got, on the same post, very interesting points you have mentioned. Appreciate it for posting. And then in quotation marks, brass bands are all very well in their place, outdoors and several miles away, by Sir Thomas Beecham.
Sir Thomas Beecham.
Thank you for the inspiring words, Jordan 5 Zapdos.
Oh, man, I love Zapdos.
Zapdos is pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You know what month it is?
It's Pokemon Profile Picture Month.
Yes, it is.
Snip, snip.
I am currently repping the Butterfree.
Oh, I got Krabby going, as always.
I was always thinking about switching.
Yeah?
Something else.
That's astonishing. Sandslash? What are you doing?
I like Sandslash.
It's not a Butterfree.
Yeah.
Butterfree is like your spirit animal.
Yeah, it is. If I had a spirit totem, it would be a Butterfree.
Brian, did you? I don't think you did you?
Not this year.
Did either of you change your picture to a Pokemon?
No, if I had, it would have been Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff?
I don't know what you're talking
Jigglypuff,
about.
Jigglypuff, really?
December.
Everyone overlooks her in Smash Brothers, so I always feel it's a fair I reason. Need to use her when she becomes relevant.
For Carrie and anybody else who doesn't know, every December for the last couple of years at least, for the entire month, people just change their profile picture to a Pokemon. So what would you choose?
Vulpix?
I know a Vulpix on...
Hey!
On
Hannah is a Vulpix.
I know two Vulpix.
I mean, I don't know.
Vulpix is
Vulpix
nice.
Vulpix probably, at least from the original 150, also like Magina.
Dragonair's cool.
Dragonair's pretty sweet, too.
I think I know a Jatini.
Dragonair's way better.
I know several Blastoises.
Dragonite.
I believe that. I think I was...
I think
for like the first couple days of the first time I was a Squirtle, but I was just like, no, fuck that. Krabby's way better.
Let's
snip you. Now, Bob, I have two more posts.
No, let's move on.
No, I have two more, and they're important. You're going to like them.
Okay, all right.
The first one is on Mark Twain's One-Man Show radio show, Episode 8, Running for Presidenting. It's very concise and to the point. All caps. Stop the porn! Thank you, Charisse 3B, but we cannot. No one can.
He's not a fan.
We laughed so loud we turned the
phone. That was worth it. I'm glad we
turned it. Okay, and the last one. This is on M. Tomzer's episode 7.
Uh-huh.
Which is the one where Brian started recording and I didn't realize it. And that was like the entire episode.
Yeah, wow. I pooched that up so badly.
But the post is, what I wouldn't give to have a debate with you about this. You just say so many things that come from nowhere that I'm pretty sure I'd have a fair shot. Your blog is terrific visually. I mean, people won't be bored. But others who can see past the videos and the layout won't be so impressed with your generic understanding of this topic. That's from Vimax do Brasil. And I feel it's worth pointing out that the only text in this blog post is, Brian's a dick. To which I say, Vimax do Brasil, bring it, because I'm pretty sure I'm right. All right, Bob, you got something you can move on to, or should we just jump straight to Snap Decisions?
I was looking at some random neat stuff on the internet the other day.
What's your other contest idea?
Yeah,
I do have gloves. One if you want to do alternating.
Gloves?
Gloves?
That you can wear.
Okay.
Still operating touchscreen.
Yeah, I've seen those. Is that your contest?
I saw them the other day, they're neat.
Is that your contest? Because that's weird. I don't know how to win that.
No, it's not a contest. It's just something that I saw. That was okay. I was just informing you.
I thought you were going somewhere with this. I'm just then?
No, it's not. I was just... How about zombie toe Christmas ornaments?
You were just driving us straight off a cliff with this.
I'm just saying, these are some cool things that I saw.
I mean, these are gift ideas, but...
There you go, gift ideas.
Gift ideas. And those will probably go up in like a week and a half.
A Batman Snuggie.
Batman Snuggie? That's weird.
Yeah, Batman Snuggie.
It's weird. It's kind of counterintuitive, actually.
What?
It's kind of counterintuitive. How do you fight crime in that?
You don't fight crime in it. You just look sweet while you're snugging it up. You're Snuggie.
And I think that was the plot of the Golden Age Batman comics.
Five stories on my news feed are all about how the Mythbusters fired a cannonball.
I don't know who decided they could make like infinite money by putting their robot backwards, but that person's a fucking genius.
Yeah, that was smart.
One day he put his robot on the wrong way, and he was like, people will pay so much for this.
And they did.
Now he's rich.
If only I could make this out of slightly poorer material. Okay, Bob, let's do some snap decisions.
All right.
Because I love doing this. This is great. Okay, snap decisions. For those new to listening, and for those new to being on the show, because none of our special guests have heard episode 1, because I haven't posted it yet. Snap decisions are where we take a topic or a podcast, question, not a podcast, and we immediately take a stance on it. Either we pick a side or we answer it for them and make their life decision for them, just whatever. We're just, bam, snap decision.
So, for example, how do you guys feel about pet hoodies?
I like them.
Yeah?
I like them. You can show that your dog's really from the street.
I didn't think that I would, but there's an adorable picture of a kitten wearing a hoodie here, and it's...
Oh my god, that sounds like the best!
What?
It sounds like the best!
Here, let me send you a link so you can look at this adorable picture.
Man.
Carrie, Steve, pet hoodies, yes, no?
Yeah, maybe. Let's get some more opinion. We want you guys to be more involved in this one. This is a group thing.
I'd rather not. Pet hoodies, I mean.
No on the pet hoodies? Oh my god, look at that dog. I think you need to get over here and see these.
I saw that made me like it.
Look at this dog. He's just like, yeah, what's up? What's up? We'll put a link to the Amazon page that Bob sent me in the show.
No,
notes.
No, here's a better one.
I think
one.
I gotta be against them too. I feel sorry for the pets.
I think that if I want only a face sticking out of fabric, I'm just gonna shove my cat in the sleeve of my sweatshirt. Because that's adorable.
It's the cheap way to do it.
There you go. Yeah.
This is why I'm broke.
This website is sweet. I don't know if you've ever been to this website.
I have not. That is huge. Whoa. Bob, you should not have sent me this because this is what this is going to be all about now.
No, these are awesome.
I've seen some of these.
And better.org. We bring you the best in radio.
No, I gotta stop this. I don't see the pet hoodies on here anywhere.
Scroll down.
I have been. No, we're moving on. Otherwise, like I said, this is going to be what this is being.
Human hot dog cooker.
Don't care. Okay.
Keep going.
Next, Brian, pet hoodies. You haven't chimed in on this. People want to know.
I'm going to have to go against just because there are so many. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I do like putting the cats in the sleeves and.
60% against. That means just do it because Bob and I are the 40%.
Yeah. If you could see this picture of this kitten, you would be for pet hoodies.
Probably, but it's never going to happen. Okay. The use of the word kawaii. That's K-A-W-A-I-I. I used to think it was okay, but it kind of bugs me now.
All right, I figured it out. Hold on, Bill.
Jesus.
We're going back to pet hoodies. I found the link to this exact picture.
This is how this goes, by the way. This is not a new thing.
No, it's good. It's going to be good.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty baller.
Yeah.
That cat knows what's up.
Put this picture in the show notes.
I will. I promise.
Show everyone else this picture in the room and see if they change their mind.
Did you? Did you change your mind? No.
No,
they're stubborn.
You're all heartless bastards.
Yeah, they hate joy.
You hate everything that makes the world a good place.
Now, do you hate kawaii? That word.
I don't even know what that word means.
It's like Japanese for cute.
Kawaii.
Kawaii.
Kawaii. I butcher all these words, so, like.
I think it's dumb because I don't know what it means.
The entire moe genre just needs to die.
Okay, so don't know what it means, needs to die. Not a fan.
Not really a fan.
Not really a fan. Brian, you're the most kawaii person I know.
Holy crap!
I know!
Oh my god, Bill.
What?
I'm sending you a link. This is completely unrelated to the show, but you need to look at it.
It's another cat hoodie.
Hand trucks backhoe. Okay.
But it's a shovel that you wear in your hand.
Okay, so, moving on. I'm skipping this one because it's stupid. No one on here actually cares one way or another about Justin Bieber.
That is true.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
Never say never.
It's true. I forgot about that. Okay, next one. Running naked through my house.
No.
It depends on whose house this is. I don't know who asked this. So, mystery listener, what would be the pros and cons of running naked through your house? Like, I feel like this could go either way.
Do we want somebody running through our house?
I have to say no. Because, I mean, whoever's house this is, that's going to be, like, you know, unfamiliar territory. And you don't want to be running around blind corners completely unprotected. I mean, stubbing your toe? That's bad.
But running into an open cutlery drawer that's waist high?
Yeah.
That's worse.
No, there are far too many ways that can end very badly. Like, life-alteringly badly.
Yeah. Probably don't do this. Like, I'm assuming that this is a stranger, because I don't know who wrote this in. Thoughts?
No.
What?
No naked running.
No naked running. It's pretty unanimous, unless Bob's got...
No, I'm not about naked running. That's not what I do.
Okay. So, yeah, don't worry, guys. Only if you have some good money and a map will we run naked through your home.
Even then, I probably wouldn't do it.
Rounded corners. Definitely need rounded corners on your furniture.
I'd be fine with a map. I can do a map. Okay, next one. Having a roommate.
You know what? It's okay. Depends on who it is. Currently, my roommate is an attractive woman who sleeps in the same bed with me, so I'm okay with that. But if my roommate was Bill, I would probably just kill myself. Also, Bill, look at the picture I just sent you.
Jesus. Yes, I'm the reason that you would kill yourself. What the fuck is this?
And better.org.
No.
The best in radio.
What the fuck is this? I mean, this is going in the show notes, so...
No, it should. It should.
Jesus Christ. I can't, like, close any of these tabs, either. Because otherwise I'll lose them. Fucking A.
That's really creepy.
It is.
Is that your roommate? Like...
If that's your roommate...
If that's your roommate, it's just a resounding no.
It's kind of like general Total Recall.
Yeah, roommates in general are fine, because you tend to have more money because of them.
Either way, they're either your significant other, or they save you money.
Yeah. Assumably.
Yeah, I currently have, I would say, the best of both worlds in my roommate.
Jake is not your significant other.
No, he's not.
I'm assuming.
That is true. So my roommate, Jake, right now, which, don't get me wrong, love hanging out with the guy, he's awesome. But since, what, July?
Yeah, that sounds about
yeah,
right.
So for about...
You know better than I would.
Yeah, for about 5 months now.
So I've met him like twice.
He has been at basic training and officer candidate school. So I have been sharing the apartment with his stuff, which is pretty nice because, I mean, I get to keep the utilities low because I only heat up my room. Because...
And then he lives alone in a 3-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, so overall, it's kind of cool. I mean, it's not like, oh man, I hate when he's going to come back. Because he's going to be coming back this month, and that'll be fun.
And Brian will stop being so lonely.
But yeah,
because his significant other will be back. I'm not going to let that die. You shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, well.
Why would you save all worlds?
Because both worlds are awesome. I like two worlds.
That game sucked. Say so, yeah. No.
Healing powers.
Right, maybe Brian would really like Time Cube then.
Brian's probably all about the Time Cube.
Four worlds in Time Cube.
I am pro roommates!
Okay.
Yeah, roommates are alright.
Gary, how about you?
I'm pro roommate. As long as your roommate isn't a whore.
See, I would still be pro roommate under those circumstances.
Brian is the biggest pimp.
So that means we're pro roommate then?
Yeah, we're pro roommate. We're good.
Pro roommate.
Yeah. Cows.
Delicious.
Cows?
Yep, delicious. I ate so many cows today.
When we say cows, are we just restricting it to the female bovines?
It just says cows.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what the writer's intent was.
Nope.
No cows?
No to cows.
You're
no
kidding. Cows? You are anti-cow?
I'm anti-cow.
You are Wisconsin-born and bred, and you are anti-cow.
Yep.
Bob is also the laziest vegetarian.
Yep.
He's more lazily a vegetarian than you are. Because you're only a vegetarian when you're lazy. From what I recall.
As I describe it to my old boss, I'm not a vegetarian. I'm just cheap and lazy.
Yeah. Brian just brings a bunch of vegetables to work.
Yeah, but no. I gotta be pro-cow. I mean, think of how many sources of everything
farts.
Comes from cow. Yeah. Cows are a great source of farts, that is true.
I used
true.
To have the most delightful discussions with the cows that lived across the street from me when I was waiting for the bus. That was pretty great. There's a lot of mooing from me, not so much the cows. But, you know, I could feel that their heart was in it.
There's really only certain times of days that cows like to moo.
Turns out not in the morning.
No.
You know, I'm...
Midday.
Firmly in pro-cow camp.
Yeah, I'd go to a cow camp.
Yeah. Is that like a camp to be better at
who
cowing?
Knows that's the mystery. So yeah, I think we're 80% pro cow.
Yep.
Fuck you, Bob.
Yep.
Alright,
get out. Okay, next one. Christmas music
only after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Silver
Bells is the best Christmas song.
That's weird.
What's the best Christmas song?
Silver Bells.
I can appreciate Silver Bells. I'm not really big on the whole Christmas carol for Christmas songs. My Christmas Pandora station does have a few of them, but I prefer to populate it with things like the Ramones' Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight.
Chiron Beta Prime.
Yep, Chiron Beta Prime is on
like Carol the Bells by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I have a sweet link, actually. Hold on.
Evergreen by MC Chris, which I am the only person on this show that likes.
Okay, so... Wait, Bob doesn't like MC Chris either?
I don't think so.
No. No.
Yes! Yes!
That's the worst.
Oh my... God. I just yelled the fan on.
Bob used to like MC Chris because we used to be all about Fetz Vet. There was a time. But yeah, I'm the only one that still listens to
I only ever liked one song. That was Fetz Vet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never liked MC Chris. I just liked Fetz Vet.
Okay. That's fair.
So what's the cutoff? When does Christmas music start, Bill?
Way Too Early Christmas Song by Pawn Stars.
Okay, I was gonna go like when do you start playing it though? When does Way Too Early?
When I remember to, like, I don't have a regiment for this. I haven't listened to any Christmas songs yet.
Okay. So
like, I'm okay with Christmas music as long as we're after Thanksgiving.
Okay, after Thanksgiving?
Yep, after Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving. It drives me nuts before.
I prefer the cutoff to be definitely after Thanksgiving. I prefer the cutoff to be December.
Yeah. I prefer it a little bit later, but absolutely, I don't like hearing it before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, Black Friday is still a bit too early for me. I could accept it, like, after the...
Hearing Christmas music in the background while you're fighting some broad in Black Friday just adds to the tension in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Christmas music while buying Halloween candy.
I gotta throw a shout-out to my friends and Daniel and Lion with a sweet tune. I'm going to send you a link to it. You can post in the show notes.
Okay. Friends of the show, Daniel and Lion, check them out.
And they're awesome.
They're pretty rad.
I feel kind of bad that the thing that Bob and I, like, you know, united on was, I don't really like MC Chris that much. I mean, he certainly doesn't listen to this at all. But it's like, yeah, we don't really like MC Chris all that much.
That's cool. A lot of people don't. I just can't go to his live shows anymore. There's too many juggalos.
That's
it. Here's a tangent. Here's a tangent. A really weird tangent. I have my first girlfriend on Facebook now. Because she decided to add me, I was like, whatever, I'll be nice. Some of the weirdest shit shows up on my Facebook now. It's hysterical. She frequently comments on a fan page called All Juggalettes Are Always Sexy, which that is the furthest from the truth.
I met her, right?
Huh?
I think I met her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy blonde chick?
Yeah.
I've met her.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think all of my high school friends met her.
I think we should get to the next topic.
Yeah, we should. We should.
We should.
Children's TV shows.
What?
Children's TV shows.
Well, some of them are sick. I love Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck? I hear good things about Adventure Time. I haven't gotten around to it.
Oh my god, Adventure Time is the greatest. Regular Show?
I haven't seen it. I
haven't watched it.
So good.
Adventure Time's fun.
Marvelous and Misadventures of Flapjack are still sweet.
It really depends how early children's show we're going.
Yeah.
If you go the educational type, some of those are just retarded. I feel stupider watching them.
Well, yeah,
that's because you already learned the stuff that they're trying to teach you.
No, I feel like they're making me dumber because they're presenting it so poorly.
You had to use the training wheels on your chopsticks. I thought I'd get that back out there.
It's not really fair, though, because it is a topic of child psychology. I mean, you look at Blue's Clues, and they play the same thing over and over again the entire week, but that's because that helps how kids
learn. It's repetition.
Yeah, I mean,
Blue's Clues also freaks me out, because, like, one day Steve just disappears, and the other guy shows up and wears his clothes, and...
I think his name's Joe.
The original was Joe, and the new one was Steve.
No,
it was the Steve original was Joe. Steve.
Oh, the original was Steve? Okay, yeah. Joe. Okay. But yeah, he just shows up, starts wearing his clothes, living in his house, being best friends with his dogs. Nobody mentions it.
Oh.
What the hell?
The other thing, and this is... I wish I could remember his name. The guy who played Steve was named Steve.
Okay.
And he did a stand-up routine based on, like, him being Steve, and...
Oh my god.
It's a short... I want to say it's like...
Viewer 10, contest!
Yeah.
Find me that link, and I will give you a game on Steam.
Yeah, it's like 10-15 minutes long...
Jesus,
it is a great story. So I mean, you got to do a little bit of Google legwork, probably figure out who he is, and then do that name Blue's Clues stand up, and you'll probably find it pretty soon.
Yeah,
it's good stuff though.
Fuck, I'm dead serious. Find me that link, listener. It's never gonna be plural again.
Okay, but
we're pretty ambivalent about children's TV shows.
I'm pro. I personally don't like.
There are some that are not good. You have to pick and choose. But
certainly
there are some that are.
I don't much care for watching them to the most.
Obviously,
but no, I
If you're gonna show them to your kid, maybe watch an episode or two with them and see if that's gonna be good for them.
Yeah.
I watched Darkwing Duck just last
week. His name
week.
Is Steve Burns.
Steve Burns. See? Bob is totally gonna get that Steam game.
Alright.
No, absolutely.
Moving on.
Okay.
Pet tarantulas.
Yes.
No.
I know somebody that has a lot of them, and she had a particularly large one, like teacup plate sized one with legs.
What you're looking for is saucer.
Saucer-sized tarantula named Attila. And it was the only one that didn't like her, and it got out of her cage, and she woke up in the middle of the night with it on the ceiling directly above her face. So I am pro-pet tarantula. That was Corey.
I imagine the tarantula getting out and me being happy.
I am anti-pet tarantula, not because I have a problem with tarantulas, but because... Hi, Ben!
Yeah, that's a good reason. Ben, do you want to guest star, or you want to just do your
Ben thing? Does not want to guest star.
Do you agree for me?
Don't.
Hi, Kyle!
Just because I am against the idea of a pet being some kind of animal that you cannot pet. And yeah, you can, like, nuzzle the little thing, but, like...
Yeah, they're hairy.
Rubbing two fingers on it, that's not petting it. So, no, fuck pet.
He really doesn't like tarantulas.
Yeah, no.
Kyle's drunk.
I am Anta.
Anta?
Steve, how about you?
I'm against it, mostly because I don't like the idea of it getting out and waking up one morning and seeing it right in my face. So I don't think that'd be a plus.
That's
wake up.
That was the only reason I had a plus.
So that's three against, I think, right?
Bob, were you pro or against?
I'm anti-tarantula.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, 80% against and one jokingly.
No,
you are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Totally in favor.
I'm already if someone else has a tarantula. I just don't want one in my own house.
That's legit. That's the only reason I'm pro. Don't do that. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
Educational toys from before and now.
I don't get this one.
I don't either.
Moving on.
Against. Moving on. Pototos. I think that was supposed to be potatoes, but I put it down as pototos.
Okay, so potatoes.
I'm super pro. I'm pro
potatoes. I love potatoes.
Yeah.
French fries are a great sight.
Opals and pototos.
No. Just potatoes.
Okay.
Pretty much anyway.
Yeah, no, I would have to say I'm pretty much pro potato.
I have two potatoes here in this house.
Yeah, it is a good nutritional staple. It's a good grain or a good starch. It's not a grain at all.
It's close.
It is definitely not a grain. Also, fuck people calling corn a vegetable. It's a goddamn grain.
Is corn grass? They never answered. Anyway, there's gonna be some people that hopefully listen to this because that'd be cool. That'll bust out from that. But
yeah,
we're all resoundingly pro potato. Like that's pretty easy. Here's pretty much the opposite of that for all of the pro points. Taco Bell.
No.
Nope.
I'm anti Taco Bell. I used to be pro Taco Bell.
Used to be. That was when you got the free.
That was worth eating at Taco Bell.
Yeah, the jalapeno sauce on the bean burrito.
Yep.
Yeah. You can still get that here. It's just an extra 50 cents for the sauce.
50
so half,
fucking cents!
Over right? Half the cost of the burrito. Yeah.
I am just looking at the levels right now. And if you don't do a lot of editing, I need to apologize for so many outbursts that so many of us have done. Just.
Brian, this is and better. It's par for the course.
I know, but... I mean, seriously. That was corn. Look at fucking corn right there.
Yeah, that's some corn.
Yeah. I don't know what those were, but...
So some of those were turning the fan on and off.
Oh, yeah. That's probably, like, all me, too.
I'd rather just make tacos at home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good... Tacos are easy to make, too. Why'd you ever go to Taco Bell?
It's all right.
We're four antis and a men.
And nowadays, for like the same amount of money, you can just go to Chipotle. So
I abstain from the Taco Bell. It's just
We used to do it before going grocery shopping. That was a great utility because we did not want food at any point after that, so we wouldn't buy too many snacks.
I take that back. I'm not abstaining. I'm voting present.
You're so weird. Moving on. Jesus.
Who invited Brian?
I did. Some dumb. Licorice.
Ew. Disgusting. No.
I assume we're talking like the real Anise Root black licorice. Or are we talking like
Twizzlers? It just says licorice. They're probably talking about
Twizzlers. Red vines? Red vines? Anybody red vines?
Red vines
red
are
vines
all right.
Are fine. Black red vines? Licorice is just yucky.
I'm okay with a pull and peel, to be real honest. I know that's pretty much just red candy, but I'm pretty okay with a pull and peel.
Pull and peels are fine, but red vines?
Yeah, red vines are fine.
Red vines? Really,
Carrie,
you don't like red vines?
No. Well, I don't think I've had them, but probably anything but licorice, but no.
They're not really licorice-y. They're more like cherry.
Get off my show for hating red vines.
Cherry-ish, strawberry-ish.
Make your stand outside.
But it's cold outside.
Yeah, well, maybe outside you'll learn to love red vines.
What the hell was that, Spike?
Brian, licorice, yes, no?
A week no.
A week no? Okay. We're pretty meh on licorice. Unless it's red vines, and then it's kind of a little ramp up.
You know, if you don't like red vines, I don't want to be your friend, and I don't want you to listen to my show. You need to turn it off right now.
You do not have to
never
worry about
again.
Either of those from me, Bob.
Brian's the only person that's ever been fired from one of our podcasts. Okay, moving on. Pie. Duh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
You like chocolate pie, but yes.
Chocolate pie is good. I had chocolate pie recently. It was real good.
Cherry pie is good. Every kind of pie is good.
Okay, four in favor, one against. Moving on.
By the way, one of the contests, if somebody writes Pie Champion or Pie Stories, we're still waiting for Pie Stories. Best pie story gets a thing. Like,
true.
I'm cool with that. I shouldn't have clapped, but I'm cool with it.
Stories
that
about
didn't even
pies?
Be.
Yeah,
corn.
Just stories about pies.
Including the number?
How does your clap?
Whatever! Just talk about pies. Like, I just want to read about your pies and talk about pies. We'll read it on the air.
Seriously, look.
It's a loud clap.
That was the clap. That was corn.
Brian, quit talking about the audio spikes. It's stupid.
It's so stupid. How about Brian talking about audio spikes? Against?
Nay.
Nay.
I think it's hilarious.
God damn it! Yes! Who asked you? You're supposed to be outside.
Here's the thing.
Make
me. The cow is like red vines, and she's supposed to be outside.
Moving on. Spoons.
Spoons?
I could use a spoon. I use spoons every day.
Spoons are good.
I'm not against spoons, but I like forks better.
You
see,
would.
But there's like...
I eat so much cereal.
Stuff a spoon can do that a fork can't do. And
like
you
scooping.
Can't really go the other way.
Spooning?
Like yeah. But
there's no food that you
can't
eat with a
fork
that you can't eat with a spoon. But there are foods that you can't eat with a fork that you can eat with a spoon.
I have to recuse myself from this, obviously.
So, like, a spoon is just, like, strictly better than a fork. Because it can do everything a fork can do and some things it can't.
Sometimes it's a kind of a pain in the ass to use the spoon instead, but that's why forks are
a
thing.
Yeah, but you can do it.
Yeah, you can do it. Just put your mind to it.
So chopsticks.
You can do it, put your back into it.
Yeah, just really get in there. Come here, steak.
If you're eating anything that a fork can't actually work, you just tilt the plate and drink it.
That's uncouth. Next.
You're uncouth.
What do birds dream of?
Worms?
You know? Oh, what was it like? And sometimes we just get questions, and that's weird, but we're cool with it.
Okay, so... Oh, what was it?
Pretty sure somebody wrote this down because that's what I kept asking people when I was pretending I was drunk at work.
You know, it was some trivia game, and I played it years ago. And I remember it was like, hey, we just ask you a bunch of random questions. And this one was like, you like see nightingales in the morning, and you hear them, or mockingbirds, or some kind of bird. And you can hear them singing at night. And it's like, wow, how does that work out? And it's like, scientists at some point studied their metabolism to the point that they're not sure if they even need to sleep. So,
wow, this is a boring story.
Dude, birds might not even fucking sleep.
You can daydream. Birds don't got a lot going on.
That is a boring story. I think they dream about pterodactyls.
Getting back to the roots?
Yep.
The roots would be Archaeopteryx.
Brian!
Yeah, you just ruin everything.
Fuck Brian. You!
Go stand outside with Carrie.
If I do, here. I'm taking my laptop, which means it's going to be the Brian and Carrie show.
That's true. He's recording. I'm not.
Why?
So he's got the levels.
Why do we do this?
Because my laptop records better than Bill's does.
Yeah, we're testing it out. It does work a little better.
Yep.
Last one.
Okay.
This is somebody asking for advice, and just so it's clear, we're not trying to encroach on my brother and me.
No.
We are not experts. And we are not sorry.
I'm an expert. I have a degree on my wall.
I mean, I have a degree in my safe. Because no one can know. But but yeah, we're not experts, but we'll still answer a question. And we will do it hastily and poorly. That is what we do.
Yes.
Which is evident by the fact that I've already answered it. No.
Or your well-being.
It's not a yes or no question.
Don't care.
Okay. What is the best way to bully someone into living with you?
I think the
answer is pretty easy. Get her pregnant.
That's what I was going to say.
See? Do I have to
really,
stand outside
really
now?
This is two guys, because that's just funny. It's
in the lines. Get them pregnant.
Yes.
We're not gender discriminatory. Correct. What are you doing?
Or, alternatively,
blow a cloud of pixie dust into their face.
Tell them you're pregnant.
Yeah, that could work too.
Tell them Bob's pregnant. Mm. And that you don't feel safe sleeping alone.
Oh, tell them if they don't live with you, you will poop on everything they own.
But if they do, then just some things.
Tell them you promise to never play hide and go poopy.
Yeah. Unless they really want to. Like, you don't want to cut yourself off from anything. Because hide and go poopy. That's an afternoon.
So, I just pooped somewhere in the apartment, and now you get to go find it.
And then you jump up and down and clap until you poop again. That's round two.
Round two.
Yeah, so either poop somewhere or get them pregnant. Like,
yeah. So, feces or fetuses. Either F will do.
Yep.
Why does everybody look at... They just look at me, and I was like, I have no response for that.
Brian's response is no. So...
Yeah. How do you do it now?
Jerk. Yeah, but that's our snap decisions. You have been enlightened, informed, and brainwashed. That's what I've been telling people when I've been asking for snap decisions, is we want to tell you what to think. And that's been getting the best response.
You should think what we think, because we think what you think is not as good as what we think.
And if you don't think what we think, you're going to have to stand outside.
Yes, where there is no red vines, because the people who stand outside are stupid and don't eat red vines.
I'm sorry, Carrie, but you've become a focus of a good running joke.
I question if that's even a thing.
With this network, not even questionable.
Yeah, that's
good. We'll let the audience figure that one out. So yeah, Bob, did you have another contest idea? I don't remember if we ever said the second one.
I had thought of one, and then I forgot it. I apologize. I'm bad at remembering. I didn't write it down either, because...
By the time we finish this, we're all going to be outside. You realize this.
Yeah, you know.
I'm really saddened by the lack of opportunity right now. Bill knows what I'm talking about.
How long we got, Brian?
Until we're done with this one, about 8 minutes.
About 8 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, seriously, if you're still listening, bravo.
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 They want their questions.
No, we're going to edit out all the poopy parts.
Well, I want to post something.
Well, there's my tirade on corn.
Poopy corn.
Oh, hey.
Hey. What's up?
I saw a movie recently, and it was good.
Bullshit. What was it?
No, I didn't. I saw In Time with Justin Timberlake. And that Amanda girl whose eyes are way too big for her head, and whose last name I can never remember.
I remember seeing a preview for that.
It was much better than I thought it was going to be.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie where everybody, the amount of time they have left to live, is like on a clock on their arm. and then time is currency.
Xbox for a while. One of the dashboards.
Okay. Interesting.
There's a promotion to win the year of gold. You watched the trailer.
Nice.
It's very good. And if you haven't seen it, you should see it, because it's very good. I saw it at the Budget Cinema for $1.75.
Nice.
Which is where I see all of my movies.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to pay more than $1.75 to watch a damn movie.
Straight up.
Also, on Tuesdays, you get $2 popcorns.
Ooh, that's pleasant. That's why Tuesday night's date night. Okay, I got you now.
Wednesday night is date night, Bill. Today is Wednesday.
Not for them.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Tuesday night is date night.
Here's something I've been meaning to ask, and I've kind of been waiting until I get Bob and Brian in the same situation here.
Oh, I'm sure this is going to end well.
No, this is legit. It's about the show. It's the other function of this. This podcast.
Yeah.
Lately, that show has gotten just crankier and more unpleasant. Like, it really started with Field of Magic, and the Morrowind after that, that was uncomfortable to listen to, and KOTOR, that was tense. So I'm thinking that either Brian just rarely does that with me anymore, or we cut this back to every other week or once a month or something, but we need to lessen Brian playing something that I played in high school and vice versa. Like, I'm thinking Brian only shows up on a show where we both played the game and have something to talk about.
Yeah, no, seriously, because it's just become you and I fighting each other now.
Yeah. It is a one-upmanship.
I love this game.
And
he will fucking hate it.
I bet Brian will not have fun with this.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I never listen to anything we post because I know it's going to be terrible.
Oh my god! Me too!
That said,
we get along on so much stuff, Bob! Why are we always at each other's throats?
That said, we should probably stop doing it if it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think the soda cast, we freaking shine on that, especially when Dave shows up.
Yeah.
I think Dave is a great element to that.
Which
I'd like
is
to
weird,
get
because the main reason why Dave is so awesome is for the same reason why this podcast sucks. Because
we're
doing a lot of stuff despite Dave.
Oh, no, it's
yeah,
Dave making fun of both of us.
Yeah.
I am an excellent communicator, Bob.
Are you?
Yep. People get what I'm talking about when I say things to them.
And I am just an excellent punching bag for Dave.
Oh, God, yeah.
Dave making fun of me is comedy gold.
Yeah. Yeah, we need Dave on more shows. We need to get Mad Dad's Omnibus of Mad Science going.
That needs to happen.
That's, I think, the most that... Right there, me mentioning it. The most of our fans have heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been keeping it on the down low. But yeah, we are working on a new series called Mad Dad's Omnibus of Mad Science. Keep an eye out for it, because the stuff we've done, fucking dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good. Keep listening to this show, too, because I've been enjoying doing these, and I'd like to keep doing them.
Yeah.
We're still going to be irregular because it's hard to get me and Bob on the same Skype.
And we do not eat enough fiber.
I'm just pooping whenever.
Oh, this is the last time Brian's going to be on the show. I promise.
But yeah, I think we're good. I think that about wraps us up. We're almost out of time.
Yeah,
so,
we're pretty close.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, and... Bob probably loves you.
I do.
See?
Love you guys so much.
Told you. I can call him. But yeah. Mm-hmm. See you later, guys.
Except for Carrie. Fuck Carrie and her lack of Red Vine's love.
She can't hear you. She's outside.
Good.
Got your back.
God, what the hell was that spike?
Excitement. Comedy.
Yeah.
It's probably comedy.
Yeah.
Alright, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back at some point.
Yeah. You'll like it.
No, we will. It's going to get better, I promise. This one sucked. It's Brian's fault, but I'll...
Additional contest. Buy a bucket. Make sure it's a good one, and put something in it.
Put something in it.
Yep. You have to listen to
it. Whoever buys the best bucket, puts the best thing in it, and sends us a picture, you'll win something.
Yep. You
it's
will.
A bucket contest.
And I know some people that will enter the shit out of a bucket contest, so we'll see some good stuff. But yeah.
You don't even have to buy the bucket. You can just go to a store, find a bucket, put something from the store in the bucket, and take a picture.
You can tell us. You can tell us you bought it. We'll believe you.
Yeah.
Buckets are useful. But yeah, we're done? Brian wants to know if we can stop.
Done. Stop recording.
Oh, we're... Okay.
Bye.
You stopped a while ago, didn't you?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. And I wish it was different, but we're just not the same. At least we got someone we know.